I've been doing Red Nose Day since the very beginning, where I was embarrassingly young and Griff and Jonathan were just embarrassed.
You want John to stop doing that?
And over the years, I've been back and forth to Africa. But what breaks your heart when you go there is that we can do a lot, but we can't do it all. The numbers just don't add up. We help save thousands of street kids, but we leave thousands behind. We get hundreds of people out of slums, but we leave millions living in cardboard or plastic homes. We get drugs to people with HIV, but 8,000 people are still dying of AIDS every single day. I don't want my daughter to grow up in a world where the numbers still don't add up, where people like David get left behind. We filmed him just before he died. He was 32 and too poor to buy the drugs to keep himself alive. I want David's to be the last generation where people die because they're literally too poor to live. The point is, we've shown we care. Isn't it time for the people in charge to step up to the plate and deal with the whole damn thing? Well, this year, they may just do that. For the first time ever, there's a moment. There's a place, the G8 conference in Scotland for the most important leaders in the world, where they intend to deal with this very subject. And there's a plan to fight poverty with a magic cocktail of three things: cancelling debt, increasing aid, and justice on trade. I'm wearing this white wristband as a symbol of my determination to work to end poverty. If enough people make themselves heard, I believe the world will change forever.